Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Luke chapter 11, verses 41 and 42. The Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." Forgive me for a little pop psychology. It seems to me that some people are naturally activists. They're always up and doing. And that there are other people who are naturally reflective. They want to stand back from life and consider everything carefully. In this beautiful little story from Jesus' life, we meet two sisters who are perfect examples of these different approaches to life. Martha is the activist. She knows that Jesus is having a very busy ministry, and she's decided that he needs a good meal. Martha is sure that she is right, and is therefore appalled when she spots her sister skiving. Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet, listening carefully to him, and meanwhile, Martha is fuming. She can't believe it. Mary should be working as hard as she is, and so in a complete strop, Martha goes to Jesus and tells him to order Mary to help her. Jesus' response must have been devastating for Martha. She was so sure that she was right. But Jesus gently informs her that she's completely wrong. Mary was the one who got it right. Listening to Jesus was a much higher priority than getting the meal ready. What are we to conclude from this story? It would be logical to conclude that all housework is wrong. But that was not the point of what Jesus was saying. His point was that this was the wrong time for it. The truth is that activity and reflection are both vitally important. Yesterday, we learned that God wants all of us to turn our love into practical action, like the Good Samaritan. Today, we've learned that we all need to recognise the importance of spending time at the feet of Jesus. So, if you're an activist like Martha, then God wants you to learn the importance of sitting still and listening to him. And if you're naturally reflective like Mary, you need to remember that God is also looking to you to turn your devotion into loving, costly action. Let me pray with you. Lord, help us to learn the importance of both being busy for you and also sitting still at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.